Hello and welcome to Up to Date from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to get you up to date with what's happening in our region and beyond. Today, local animal shelters say they're struggling to keep up with record surrenders and rising medical costs. But there may be a regional solution. And meet a father-daughter coroner duo serving the residents of Lycoming County. It's Thursday, June 19th. Happy Juneteenth to anyone celebrating today. Let's get you up to date. First, we have some big news out of Pittsburgh. It took a year and a half to close the deal, but Nippon Steel has completed its purchase of U.S. Steel for $15 billion. Chris Potter reports for WVIA.
The companies announced the deal Wednesday, after they accepted the terms of a national security agreement crafted by the White House. President Donald Trump had worried that Japan-based Nippon might undermine U.S. steel production. But Nippon pledged to invest $11 billion to upgrade existing mills and to build a new one. U.S. operations will continue to be headquartered in Pittsburgh, and management will largely be in American hands. The government also will gain leverage that could prevent American mills from being closed or offshored. Company executives and Republican leaders praised the sale, and Trump for approving it. But the Steelworkers Union has long opposed the deal, and on Wednesday said it gave Trump, quote, a startling degree of power over the company.
That was Chris Potter reporting. All right, coming back to the Northeast now. Animal lovers, listen up. Right now, local shelters are struggling to keep up with record surrenders, animal cruelty cases, and rising medical costs. But as WVIA's Isabella Weiss reports, the solution might be regional.
The three puppies here are Mother Gothel, Ursula, and Cruella.
Now, despite their mischievous names, these puppies are as sweet as can be. But Emma Ripka says their story is more bitter. She's a volunteer with Blue Chip Farm Animal Refuge, and she says local shelters are being pushed to the brink.
Surrenders are at an all-time high, as well as cruelty cases, medical cases, strays,
Blue Chip cares for around 60 dogs, 45 rabbits, and 100 cats across its three buildings in Dallas, Luzerne County. And Ripka says the biggest problem is rising veterinary costs.
We just had a dog go for another neurology appointment, and that was $1,200. And his bill before that, just a few weeks before, was $10,000. So, on top of our specialty appointments and emergency visits, we're pushing $1,000 to $3,000 a week on just basic vet care alone.
But while local shelters are struggling, there are low-cost animal services in the region. Injaloka Animal Sanctuary in Dalton runs the NEPA Rescue Vet Clinic to cut down on expensive veterinary visits. Founder and CEO Inja Lahiri says she first opened the clinic to help rescues and shelters manage costs, but she expanded its services to low-income households.
Care is so expensive, and all of their other expenses have gone up too, right? Families are struggling to buy groceries for themselves, much less for their companion animals.
And she hopes to start to offer pop-up clinics across the region. From Blue Chip Farm Animal Refuge, I'm Isabella Weiss, WVIA News.
Look for this story at WVIA.org for plenty of animal photos and tips on where to find low-cost veterinary care in Northeast and Central Pennsylvania. More up to date after this break.
I'm Roger Dupuis from WVIA News. If you haven't already, sign up to get our free newsletter, WVIA News Notes. It's delivered right to your email inbox each Tuesday and Friday mornings. Go to WVIA.org and click on newsletters to subscribe.
Welcome back. So working as a coroner often means seeing people in their worst moments. In Lycoming County, a father and daughter help families through those moments together. Something they never expected to do. WVIA's Sarah Hofius Hall has more from Williamsport.
Kate Kiesling remembers her dad being called away from the holiday dinner table. Other times, Chuck Kiesling would tell her to stay in the truck as he responded to the scene of a death as the longtime Lycoming County coroner. But in his absence, she saw his commitment to serving others. Today, Kate works alongside her father as the county's chief deputy coroner. It's a role she never imagined, but one born in the lessons from her childhood.
When you're at a basketball game and your dad's not there, it's really hard. But now I know if we didn't have people like him in our county, that we would all suffer.
Chuck worked as an emergency room registered nurse and still picks up shifts for Geisinger Life Flight. As assistant fire chief for Old Lake Homing Township Fire Department, he oversees emergency medical services. He does everything he can to prevent Lake Homing County residents from being his next case in the coroner's office.
We're only here for a short time. We gotta help each other, you know, and do what needs to be done when people are in need. And there's not enough of that.
Kate received a business degree from Lake Homing College in 2012. After graduating, she took a role she thought would be temporary, doing secretarial type work in the coroner's office.
And I would get phone calls from these very distressed families, and I felt terrible because I wanted to offer them some information. So I just kind of became a sponge in the office and said, you know, what can I do to grow here to help families?
She observed, asked questions. She traveled across the county, the largest in area in the state, and even larger than the state of Rhode Island. The coroner's office responds to an average of about 600 deaths per year. Staff, including the Kieslings and three deputy coroners, look at medical records and administer toxicology tests. After the chief deputy coroner died in 2023, the county posted the position. After reviewing 40 applications, interviewers recommended appointing Kate.
It's been quite the experience that I never anticipated.
The Kieslings help families in the worst moments of their lives. In a county of 113,000 people, they often deal with the deaths of people they know. The office routinely accompanies law enforcement for death notifications to provide comfort and resources on grief. When the coroner completes the investigation, signs the death certificate, and releases the body to the funeral home, he tries his best to move on.
To separate yourself from that stress, because otherwise you could not do this job.
Cases involving children hit the Kieslings hardest. Kate has two sons and is expecting a daughter in the fall.
We don't take life for granted in some ways that other people probably do, because we see all the terrible things that can happen that happen here in our county.
Those terrible things have led the coroner's office to try to prevent tragedy. Through the Safe Kids program, the office seeks grants and distributes anything that could save a child's life. Bicycle helmets, car seats, safe cribs, and flotation devices. Throughout her entire life, Kate has watched her dad try to help others. Now, she does it by his side. Reporting from Williamsport, I'm Sarah Hofias Hall, WVIA News.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date. Find these stories and more at WVIA.org, including this week's Eventful. WVIA's Haley O'Brien has everything you need to know to plan your weekend, like details on Wilkes-Barre's Pride Fest, the Electric City Flower Show in Scranton, and more. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks, as always, for joining me today. Now, if you want to stay in the know, subscribe and listen every weekday wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Have a great day, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.